Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. It's freezing out right now. Oh, yeah, well, I have a feeling that if you're in the United States listening to this, about half the country has been hit with this storm that's coming in, coming into New York, but I guess it probably might have already passed through your state. Now they're going to sing the song, Freeze a Jolly Good Fellow, Freeze a Jolly Good Fellow. Well, okay, and today, God, it's even cold in my room here. Well, we're going to have, which was in Florida now, astronaut Tom Jones, not the singer, and Andrea Farmer, we'll talk about the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Andrea Farmer, by the way, is the communications specialist from the Kennedy Space Center. And, well, they were in New York City visiting the New York Hall of Science at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. And this building goes back to the 1964 World's Fair and has a rocket park, as well as a few other outer space items and exhibits. So we're going to hear about their reaction to the attraction, as well as what's doing down there at Kennedy Space Center, why they're toting themselves around and putting out the word. It looks like we have another TV reality program, but this isn't planned. Too bad. Actually, it's for the holidays. Yep. The contest is going to be on ABC, and this is in regards to Christmas lights. So they're having a competition here, and there are going to be three shows going on starting December 9th, but we'll hear all about this because they have one family from College Point in Queens as one of the contestants. That's the Lynch family. And the dad, Kevin, will give us the 101, how the family was chosen and what to expect on December 9th. So before we get our, you know that Esther and Eunice are in here. You don't want to talk now? You want to wait until Tom comes on because you met him and you have a picture with him. Okay. We'll do that. But in the meantime, you know, I have to have my favorite sponsor talk. Oh, I need to get some of these. I do.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely fabulous brownies by going to www.brownies.com. Oh, yes, I'm kind of really in the mood for it. Well, I'm still waiting for Tom to call in. But in the meantime, yes, this year, I'm sure if you haven't heard, this year is a special year as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Well, in case you haven't heard, Thanks and Hanukkah fall out on the same day. That's right. And so, let's see, do I have it? Well, I wrote a Thanksgiving song, but let me tell you about, let's see, I got to go find this. Because if I read you the Thanksgiving song, then what will happen is that you probably won't understand the entire thing. So I'll tell you what, while I'm looking for it, let's play a song right now. Let's see what we have here. Okay, how about, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Weekend in New England. Yeah.
I feel brave and
Yeah. I like that song. Nice and relaxing. Okay. Still waiting. Okay. So let me tell you. This is what I wrote regarding Thanksgiving. Light the menorah candles with colors of orange and brown as we celebrate an unusual Jewish holiday, Thanksgiving. The Hebrew year of 5774 has the first day of Hanukkah falling out on the American holiday of Thanksgiving. Actually, I probably should have said Hanukkah on the American holiday of Thanksgiving. That would have sounded better. Okay. November 28, 2013. Now, how can you combine the two? Start with a kosher turkey, the food that takes the longest to cook. If it is not as important to have a kosher turkey, then buy one that has not been fed additives, etc., etc. Kosher the fowl by blanching it in boiling water with kosher salt. Prepare the stuffing. Thank goodness the first night of Hanukkah falls out the night before Thanksgiving. The challah bread. Let some of it get a bit hard. There are over 100 recipes for stuffing or dressing. Just make sure that a sausage stuffing doesn't involve one made with pork. Deep frying the turkey would remind us of the burning oil. In case you're already verklempt, miracle of oil for one day, burnt fate. As much as you are addicted to grandma's chicken soup, opt for one made with butternut squash using a kosher chicken stock, or make your own using the turkey neck. If the neck is requested during the meal, tell them that Elijah stopped by for a nosh. See if the person realizes which holiday it is. If they're still looking like a deer staring at headlights, say, have a piece of challah bread. There's no matzah. Chopped liver is a must. There is no way that you can substitute turkey fat for chicken fat. It's just, but you know, you can, I guess, but how friendly are you with your butcher? If you can't get chicken fat, make sure you fry the chicken livers and onions in oil. To remind us, what's more important is that the chopped liver is in the shape of a turkey head with a sign nearby saying, what am I, chopped liver? Make use of sweet potatoes by using them for the latkes that must be fried. Remember? Prepare a compote of cranberries and apples for the sauce. Don't fry any of it. How about sweet potato kugel? Can't use butter. I guess you'll have to make it with oil. You will certainly need to make a salad to help digest the food. Throw in some pumpkin seeds and dried cranberries. Bring out some fabulous balsamic vinegar. When they ask for the oil, tell them there's no more left and say, I'm thankful we don't have to put wax in all of the meals. Sundown begins with lighting the menorah and a prayer over the wine. Ask a guest, would you like a little wine? Upon hearing a yes, you say, oi, I'm so tired from cooking this meshuggah meal. Well, wine sounds like wine to me, H-I-N-D. Yeah. Meshuggah means crazy, just in case you don't know. Now, before you fall asleep from the tryptophan, play the dreidel game. Fabricate one by carving out a gourd. Make sure that you have a pointed bottom and the four Hebrew letters. They're also numbers. Take a few long sweet potatoes and cook so they are not too soft. Cool, slice, and dip in chocolate for the Thanksgiving gelp. Now you get to sing the dreidel song with the following words. I have a little dreidel. I carved it from a gourd. This year brings us Thanksgiving and gelt I could afford. Now, don't bother cooking dessert. Buy some pints of Grater's ice cream, certified kosher. By the time you get to eating it, there's enough time that elapses between eating milk, meat, and dairy. So don't worry about it. Now, so I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday. And always recall the chant of Jews everywhere for every Jewish holiday. We fought, we won, we eat. Okay, so I guess I'm looking here and I love when this happens. Okay, where's you still don't want what? Come on, you gotta say hello. You gotta say hello at least to my listeners. Come on. Between the two of them, I get that they're upset that they couldn't talk to Tom again. I absolutely don't know what happened. Okay, so what's going on at the Kennedy Space Center is having some extra stuff that they're building. I think it's supposed to be done in about a year or two, and but as for their reaction and to the New York Hall of Science, they said they felt like they were home. I guess I didn't ask them. I guess if any other place, it's the only place in New York other than, I assume, going to the, the Rose Center, and I guess it's where the observatory is in Manhattan, which is part of, I'll get it. Okay, anyway. So, but I'm at least they had a good time. The follow-up I'm going to do since where the Hall of Science is in Flushing Meadow Park, there's another building that's even older, and I think it's probably, I don't think anything is, this is the only building left from the 1939 World's Fair, and this building had become in the 40s. It was the first General Assembly. It was there before the United Nations was built. And as a matter of fact, they had signed a pact for Israel to become a state at this place. And then they had it for the 1964 World's Fair. And I think in between, I remember, yes, they had an ice skating rink in that building, and I think they might have had a roller skating rink, I believe. I remember as a kid, I remember that my father took me there to go ice skating. Then it was transferred. Then it was part of the 1964 World's Fair as a New York City Pavilion, in which you can go on a little ride that had what was pretty much an exact replica of New York City. You can actually pick out the building you live in. So then this got renovated, became the Queens Art Museum, and they still had, instead of the ride, they fixed it so that you can walk around it and look down and see this. And I haven't seen it lately. It's been totally renovated. They took out the skating rink. And I don't know what it looks like. I'll go there. Whether it's all art, I have a feeling that it's mostly, well, they're calling it the Queens Museum. So once I schlep over there, I'll get back and give you a hopefully a mental view of what this is like. There are still some other things left over there too. There's the theater. There's a theater there, and for some reason or other, I remember that the theater housed this thing that had this thing about Abraham Lincoln that twirled around or something, that this set went in around. And that place had been totally renovated. It's a beautiful theater right now. And standing next to the State Pavilion. And the State Pavilion is something that you've seen in the movie Men in Black. I don't know what they're going to do with that. You could see it towering up there. And let's see what else. I think, there was one of the restaurants. There's a restaurant called, right now it's called Terrace on the in the Park. And I believe, oh, I remember. That was a heliport, come to think of it, in the 1964 World's Fair. Okay. I think that's about all that's left other than, what people see to represent Queens County. They always see the Unisphere. That is still in the park as well. And just down the road a piece from there is where the Billie Jean King Tennis Center is located. So definitely there's a lot to do. If anybody decides to visit New York, they should definitely stop in Queens County and not just hang out in Manhattan and see some great stuff. Also, by the way, Flushing, downtown Flushing, which is basically right near there, is the new Chinatown. And it's the better Chinatown. It's not only a lot cleaner, but in terms of food, you have, I guess, every possible Chinese, Asian cuisine, and there's a whole area that's Korean. So you can, looks good. Good place to go to. So I have a feeling that the Tom Jones things ain't going to be happening. Let's see, what is there to also tell you? I have so many things for me that's coming up. But let me, at this point, let's go into another song. I guess it's sort of for this season. So let's do it. That's Brickman, The Gift.
as you softly sleep, what I'd give if I could keep just this moment. If only time stood still, but the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. But baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful. All I want is to hold you forever. All I need.
Oh, Jim Brickman's on tour. That's right. Hopefully I'll get to see him. He'll be in New York. I think December 12th he'll be in New York. But he's touring right now. So you can check, I guess, if you go to jimbrickman.com, you can get the lowdown and see where he is near you. Okay. So, well, we're ready. Now that we talked about Christmas. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I guess I'm speaking with Kevin, right?
It's me. Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, this is like they don't have enough reality shows, huh?
Absolutely not. They should have a hell of a lot more.
Okay. Well, this one is an interesting one. It's not like we're going to be dealing with, you know, people having arguments or who's degrading who or anything like that.
Absolutely no. This is a nice one. This is a nice reality show. It's Christmas lights, and it's basically skills that people have from East Coast to West Coast that put together crazy Christmas displays and their creativity. And it's a really nice reality show to watch. It really is.
How did this come into play? Like, I suppose you one day got a phone call, or you submitted something?
Well, you know, there are houses that go above and beyond decorating, and they actually contacted me through internet searches, and they actually came to my house last year and saw my display, and they wanted to know if I wanted to be in a contest. Basically explained to me what the contest was, and I said, okay, I submitted a tape, and over the summertime, they got back to me and said, okay, you're one of the finalists. You're one of the 20 finalists. The problem was that they told me that I had to decorate my house in 21 days, which to me is impossible because it takes me 6 to 7 weeks to decorate my house because I do it alone.
Oh my God.
So I told them no. I said, no, I can't. Oh, they got back to me, and they were begging me to be on the show because they like my house. They like my personality, and I couldn't do it. But then they changed one thing that kind of got me interested. Instead of having one winner for 20 houses for $50,000, they put every week four houses are going to be up, and one house a week will win $50,000. So that kind of interests me a little more. So now my chances were a lot better. So I said yes. And I said yes, and I spent from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1 in the morning decorating for 3 weeks. That was my life for 3 weeks.
Wow. So in other words, this is not at the end of this three-week show that they're going to pick one house. It's like for each show they do with the houses they feature, there's a winner instead.
Correct.
Not like
yes.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, if I win, you're going to see me dance like a star. How's that?
I bet. First of
all, no, they give me like $200,000 in prizes, $50,000 a week. My episode's going to be on December 9th. I'm with three of the houses. They just released a press release of the houses I'm up against. I had no idea who I'm up against. It was like a blind date. I'm going to be against a house from Virginia, California, and Georgia. And then on the 16th, there's other houses, and on the 23rd, there's other houses that are different shows. But I had no idea who I was up against, no idea at all. It was just decorate. And Michael Maloney, he was my judge. So I had to have a big reveal here with him coming over and judging my house and critiquing my house. And he was a great guy, fantastic personality, but very meticulous. Lines have to be straight. The cords over here. He looked at every little detail of the house. Little detail that I didn't think anyone would look at, and he did. So I was amazed with that.
So at this point, is your house decorated?
Is my house decorated? Yes, it's been decorated for 2 weeks. In fact,
okay. So at this point, if I came over there, and I guess the evening would probably be the best. Oh, I guess near. I don't know. Well, can you see the Christmas lights as nicely as during the daytime as the evening, or is it best to stop by in an evening?
Well, no, at nighttime, because it's very bright. I have, I can't even tell you how many lights I have on this house, and 300 blow molds and figures in the windows moving. At nighttime is the more spectacular time to see it. You can come during the day, you'll see all the displays, and you're going to be like, wow, I got to come here at night. And that's what a lot of people actually do. They drive by, they see the house during the day, and they're like, uh-oh, I got to get here at night. And then when they come at night, they're just mesmerized.
Wow. Now, I want to get in. Tell me about you got the whole family there. Who's in the family?
Oh, I have my wife, Tina. I have two daughters, Tori, who's 16, Tara, who's 15, and my little son, Timmy, who's 10, who also loves to decorate. He's a little decorator himself.
Okay, so did the kids help?
Well, you know, it's hard for anyone to help me outside because I'm very meticulous in doing things. Everything's got to be straight. Everything's got to be tied down. I put all of my cords underground so people could walk all over the lawn. I let them get up close. I don't make them stand in the street taking pictures. They come up on the porch. Inside the house, my wife does the windows. And my son, he spends 3 weeks decorating his room. And it's like a little winter wonderland in his room. But he's only 10. He's learning. He's going to take over my job one day.
So if the reporter comes over there, they get to see his room too?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, he will definitely give you a tour of his room. He's very proud of it. And I'm actually amazed at some of the things he does in his house. What he does in his room is for 10 years old. And I don't help him at all, and it's actually amazing. It really is.
And he learned it all on the Internet. You know that.
Well, it's either the Internet or watching me, and I think it was more or less from watching me outside than coming in.
Okay.
Except one year, the first year he did it, he had like a Griswold ball of a wire, and I said, no, you can't plug 15 things into one thing, and I kind of showed him how to disconnect it and reconnect it different ways, and he does that now. But that was kind of cute the first time I saw him do that.
So at this point, you're finding crowds of people coming by, or it's just starting?
Well, I've had the lights on. It's funny because I had the lights on Halloween to test them out, and people coming by here at Halloween, and it was like Christmasween, I told them. I'm changing the holiday from Halloween to Christmas. The kids got a kick out of that. But I've had the lights on now officially 5 days, and I'm just starting to get crowds come around now, taking pictures and having a great time outside.
That's really fabulous. So now, in terms of who is this, in terms of judging for December 9th. Now, are the judges going to be the ones from the TV, or are they going to do this like you go online and you vote?
Oh, no. Michael Maloney came to my house, and he already judged the house. He already knows who the winner is. They know who the winner is. Unfortunately, I don't know who the winner is.
He knows the winner for all of the shows or just for December 9th?
No, it's Michael Maloney and Sabrina Soto from Extreme Makeover. They're the judges. So Michael Maloney, the houses that he judged, he knows the winner of that house. And I'm sure they taped it and they filmed it already who the winner is. The problem is that they didn't tell me yet. So I'm still up in the air. I'm still, you know, fingers crossed, you know, nervous, waiting. Hopefully I get a call. Guess what? You won. Or I don't know if I have to wait for that day to show, to watch the show to find out if I won. Which I hope that's not that. I hope they let me know ahead of time because I don't want to throw something through the TV.
It'll be more interesting if you have to wait till December 9th, won't it? Actually, my guess is that you're gonna know before, because they're probably gonna want. They may want to like send somebody out there. Let's say if you win, that they want to send somebody out there to film your reaction to winning.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, then I hope they tell me then, so that I'll be outside what do I have? I have a whole bunch of different Christmas hats. I'll wear my mistletoe hat if that happens.
So, and how many years have you been doing this, like decorating this like this?
I've been decorating 18 years. I bought the house 18 years ago, and it was my first house that I owned, my wife, and my neighbor had his house decorated beautiful, all white lights, and people were stopping by, and I said, you know what, I could put some lights up, why not? I did. Not so many lights. Well, the next year he put more lights up, I put more lights up, which I'm a competitor. So
wasn't there a movie about that?
Well, yes. Well, I put more lights than him. Yeah, and he finally came over and introduced himself to me. He goes, hi, I'm Brian, and, you know, I'm your neighbor. You know, it's great what you're doing. I says, yeah, and I looked at him. I go, by the way, I think I outdid you finally. He goes, yes, you did. And it was just from that point on. Then I had my first child, and, you know, that gave me more incentive. And I just kept going and going and learning things and just adding more lights and figures. And now it looks, you can actually see my house from space. And there is a movie about that.
You know, he wasn't up. I was actually interviewing an astronaut, Tom Jones, as opposed to the singer, and who was supposed to be on the show today. I don't know what happened, but I guess although I could ask him if he was able to see if he was up in space.
Well, I got a Christmas card last year from the Man in the Moon, so maybe that was him that sent me the card.
Oh, okay. That's really fabulous. So it's like it's all different colored lights and the figures too, like
Santa Claus, and
things like that.
I have over 300 blow molds, some vintage, some new, some old. I have a display box with all villages, like 200 villages in it. All the windows have moving figures in it. It's a pretty spectacular sight. The roof is all decorated with lights and my trees, and everything on the house is decorated with lights and figures and anything you can think of for adults and kids. I have something for everybody here. I actually get Christmas cards every year from people I don't even know. Yeah, this is their Christmas card picture. You know, they come up on the porch, take their picture, and they send that card, and they send me a card, which is great. You might even get a card from someone from this house. You'll know it's me.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, in other words, once it's like sundown kind of thing, then you put the lights on?
Yes. What I do is I wait till 5 o'clock, sun goes down, there's actually people sitting in their cars outside waiting with kids for the lights to go on. And
oh, my God.
5 o'clock. And I actually put something new this year. I have a Santa Claus in the window upstairs, and it's a virtual reality Santa that's like Santa Claus in the house walking around. It's projected.
Oh, my God.
It, really think Santa Claus lives here, and I just have to try to explain to the little ones what he's doing here before Christmas. And I actually tell them that he's just here to drop off, to pick up some letters that people sent left here, so he's leaving tonight. But he's here just waving to you and saying hello. And the little kids think he's real. And I guess this show, it's the first reality competition, you know, of its kind. I mean, they haven't had anything like this. Never had anything like this before. And to give away $250,000 is spectacular. But I also know that there are some houses nationwide that, you know, that go above and beyond that actually could wow me to, you know, to do it. So, like I said, it's hopefully the houses I'm up against, well, hopefully they had maybe one cord that was crooked and Michael Baloney didn't like that because mine are all straight, or maybe one light bulb was out and, you know, that'll just steer them to my direction. And but we'll just have to see. It's, you know, it's a competition. You know, I hate losing, but if I do lose, I have to tell you, it was a blast working on the show. And just the fact that I was one of the 20 families chosen nationwide, that's an honor in itself right there. My family's on TV. When they filmed here, I had about 100 families outside with kids. They filmed all of them, so maybe they'll get on TV also. It was a great experience. It was fun, exciting, but I'll tell you, it was exhausting for me. When you work outside putting Christmas lights up from 8 in the morning to 1 at night, I didn't eat properly. I did nothing in the house. And it was like hitting a brick wall. So when they say you at a marathon, you hit a wall, I know what that wall is like. 1 o'clock, I just come in, couldn't do a thing, fell asleep, ate whatever was around the house, woke up the next day, went right back out again because I had to get it done. When he came to judge, if it wasn't done, that's the way it was. And I had to have everything on this house perfect, immaculate, and everything working up correct before he got here. And I did it. I surprised myself, but it was exhausting. I have to tell you, it was exhausting work.
So once the lights go on, then everything that's controlled by electricity, in other words, any movements or things like that, begins as well.
Oh, absolutely. I switch all of my – I don't have timers outside. Everything is controlled from inside my house. All of my outlets outside are controlled from in the house. They're all on switches in the house here. So I just have to stay inside and flip all the switches on and put the music on so people can walk around, have a little music to, you know, not too loud for the neighbors, and just, you know, they dance outside. I have carolers come by. The wedding parties actually come by here to take pictures. I'm actually in a couple of people's wedding albums. I don't even know them. wedding albums, there you go. So, yeah, once I put the lights on, they stay on until during the week, maybe 11, 11:30. On the weekends, a little later. And then towards Christmas, I keep them on until maybe 1 in the morning. And, you know, people come by. They're here all night, all around the world. People from all around the world come here. When they come to New York to visit my house, they have to come here. I have Germany, Russia, Japan. Japan, I was live in Japan. I came with a satellite this year, and I had a live show to Japan. I didn't understand what they were saying, but I was live. So, yeah, so it was interesting meeting different people, you know, in the community, all the thank yous. I can't even say anything about the thank yous. Thousands and thousands of them. You know, kids have grown up here. They were here when they were 5, and now they're 15. Now they're 17. I do a little donation for St. Mary's Children's Hospital, so I have some of the kids from St. Mary's come by all the time, which I think is spectacular. And every year I put a little show on for the kids, too. We have I'm a retired New York City fireman, and we have one of the local firehouses come here, and we take Santa Claus and Rudolph off the roof of the house with the fire truck. We bring them down to the ground, and we have 6'5" elves and Santa, and we give out little toys to all the kids. It's a pretty big event. Usually I put a band up on a stage, on the porch, and we make it into a stage, and it's nice. So we have a good time. It's like a one-month party here.
That's great. And Wendy, is there any particular day you're doing the toy thing?
Well, we didn't come up with a date yet because I have to go talk to the captain of the firehouse, and it's basically up to him what's a good day for him to do it, and also they get permission from the fire department to come here and do it too. And then I put a little sign outside, and people know when to come by. It's kind of fun when all of a sudden Santa Claus just appears on the roof. You know, we sneak him up the back, and the little kids have no idea, and all of a sudden, you know, countdown, and boom, he landed, and there he is. It's pretty fun. So just the kids' facial expressions are fantastic.
That's great. You'll have to let me know, you know, when this is coming.
Absolutely, sure, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know if you have my contact. I'll give whoever it is that your PR person.
that's my wife. She'd be the PR person.
Now, whoever sent me the email regarding this event happening from ABC.
Who sent you that? I'm not even sure. I have to look it up, to be very honest with you. I actually have it in my phone.
Somebody, let's see, Sam Tannenbaum, Samantha Tannenbaum. Yeah, she's the one who sent me the email about this event and wanting to know if I want to cover it, et cetera, et cetera. And I went, oh, yeah, sure. But I think you're going to have somebody from the Times Ledger coming to cover it, who will probably talk with you definitely in the next couple of days, because I think this would be going into their December 6th issue.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good.
And,
bring sunglasses if you come by. You're going to need them. If somebody likes that.
Yeah, I may come there with myself. That's really who. Now, just get a sense, because in terms of College Point, you're in College Point proper, like College Point?
I'm not far from College Point. I'm about maybe 10 minutes from College Point.
Oh,
I'm in Whitestone.
Okay. So you're considered Whitestone, in Whitestone. Okay, which in my brain, then I take in my I live in Queens, by the way, just so you know.
Part of
so,
Queens.
I live in Woodhaven.
Oh yeah, that's my wife used to live over in that neck of the woods, down Woodhaven Boulevard. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I live where the park is, Forest Park.
Oh, okay, yeah, Forest Park to here is about maybe 20 minutes, not even.
Yeah, okay. So it's the Whitestone. You know, it's very interesting that this would happen, because you know who used to it used to be the Howard Beach area that got all the publicity regarding the Christmas lights.
Yeah. I mean, I used to go there when I was, you know, when I was younger, and I was here, and I still didn't know how I wasn't decorating the way I do now. And I used to watch and look at his stuff too, and they stopped it too. But I think I think I took over everybody. I don't think anyone in New York City is going to outdo me.
Okay, I hope so. That would be great. At least the money, how much of the winnings are you setting aside to pay for the electricity?
Well, you know, it's funny because there are three questions that every single person, I have thousands of people outside the house all the time. They ask me, where do I store it? I tell them the attic, the garage, wherever I, you know, put it away nice and neat. They ask me, how long does it take me? And since I do it myself, I tell them 6 weeks. And then they ask me, what's my electric bill? And I'll give you the same answer that I give to them. I tell them that I would love to show them the electric bill. It's inside. If I show it to you, you'll have to pay it. And in 17 years, no one has wanted to see the electric bill. But you could be the first one to see the electric bill.
I have a house and it's not decorated or anything, and I already know my electric bill, so I can imagine.
take that and times it by 50.
Yeah, and how do you? So, does you get to do it as a write off or anything?
No write offs. No. That's my little gift. That's my. It's something that, I have three beautiful kids, beautiful family, and, I tell everyone, listen, you know, I don't do drugs, I do lights. That's my motto. It's something I do every year, and it's my little, I guess you might say it's not a competition for myself, but it's my hobby. So that's my hobby, and I every year I'll do it. Until I can't, then my son will take over.
Okay, that's absolutely fabulous. Anything else you want to tell us?
Come on by, say hello. I make 200 gallons of homemade red wine every year, and I'm usually outside drinking with everybody. And if you see me with a Dunkin' Donuts,
and you make your own wine too.
And it's not Dunkin' Donuts coffee. You'll see, I come outside, I have a little toast with everyone that comes by, and I make sure if they want something, I have it ready for them in just the holiday cheer.
Okay. I think I'll take you up on this, because I know I have to see the lights.
Definitely, yeah. Please come by. You'll really like them. It's an experience to come by and see it. Something you've probably never seen before.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. And
we'll
put the word out there. As if it's not known. Well, anybody listening, this is on the internet and it's archived. So if anybody wants to find out, they can come from anywhere to see it.
Yeah, so just open your door, look up, and wherever that bright light is, that's the way to my house. It's like a shining star in the sky.
Okay. Thank you again for calling in.
Well, let's make sure you watch the show December 9th. Cheer me on.
Oh, I will, Kevin.
Hopefully I'll
win. And say hello to the family for me.
Oh, some are doing homework, one's cooking, and I'm here having a great time talking to you.
Good. Okay.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice Thanksgiving, too.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, okay. I'll definitely go to see the lights, that's for sure. Okay, the astronaut didn't call in, so I go to be ending this show early. And I know, all is here. It's either I forgot, something wasn't confirmed, I don't know what we'll hear. But regardless, at least I got Kevin to talk. So, everybody, I want have a happy Thanksgiving. And for those who are celebrating Hanukkah, have a happy Hanukkah as well. Who knows what we'll do on the next show. But until then, ta-ta for now. Yeah.